From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against Islamic State and not engage with U.S. allied Kurdish forces, part of the rebel Syrian Democratic Force battling the terror group in Syria. Carter welcomed Turkey's military intervention last week that captured the ISIL border town of Jarablus.
The United States was very supportive and is very supportive of their general counter-ISIL activities and everything they did to secure the area between the border and Jarablus and then westward, but not south of Jarablus, nor to engage the Syrian Defense Forces.
Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies are trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG forces from the border area. Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of Manbij, west of the Euphrates River. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes Monday urged the Kurds to vacate to the east.
We've communicated to the SDF that they should not be engaged in military activity against Turkish forces. And again, they have a commitment to retrograde east of the Euphrates River as well.
Rhodes warned that targeting of SDF forces by Turkey will undermine efforts to forge a united front against Islamic State. President Obama is to meet his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in China on the sidelines of a G20 meeting September 4th. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping Monday maintained he won Saturday's election, called on incumbent Ali Bongo to acknowledge defeat. Mr. Bongo's supporters insist he won the ballot. Both sides accused each other of fraud. Official results expected Tuesday. Mr. Bongo succeeded his late father in 2009, who died after ruling the tiny West Central oil-rich nation for decades. This is VOA News. The top court in Bangladesh Tuesday upheld the death sentence of top Islamist leader Mir Qasim Ali of the Jamaat Islami Party. A special tribunal sentenced him to death nearly 2 years ago for abduction, torture, and murder during the country's 1971 War of Independence. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi for strategic talks with India. He arrived from Bangladesh, where he warned the Islamic State had links with operatives in the South Asian nation.
There is evidence that ISIL in Iraq and Syria has contacts with about 8 different entities around the world, and one of them is in South Asia. And they are connected to some degree with some of the operatives here, and we made that very clear in our conversation. There was no argument about it.
Kerry said the two countries are to work jointly through intelligence and law enforcement efforts. Bangladesh rocked by a July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe, which claimed 22 lives. The U.S. and India signed a key logistics agreement Monday that will enable U.S. and Indian forces to use each other's bases for repair and replenishment. The agreement was signed by U.S. Defense Chief Carter and his Indian counterpart, Manohar Parrikar, at the Pentagon near Washington.
This reflects our shared intent to take India-U.S. defense partnership forward. Indeed, defense cooperation between India and United States have never been stronger than is today.
Both officials said the Logistics Exchange Memorandum of Agreement is designed to use existing bases and equipment only for operating when they choose to. Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on the Iraqi oasis town of Ain al-Tamr near the Shia holy city Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, late Sunday, killing at least 15 people, most from a wedding party, wounding about 20 others. The attackers were armed with suicide vests, rifles, and grenades. All the attackers were killed. Tunisia's defense ministry Monday said 3 soldiers were killed in an explosion after a patrol hit anti-tank mines near the Algerian border. 7 other soldiers were wounded when suspected Islamist gunmen opened fire on the patrol in the western Gazarene region. The Italian Coast Guard Monday said it picked up an estimated 6,500 migrants off Libya's coast in one of the busiest days since people from Africa and the Middle East began flooding European ports. It conducted 40 rescue operations that also included vessels from humanitarian organizations and the EU border agency Frontex. With U.S. consumer spending up for a 4th straight month, U.S. stocks ended higher Monday with the benchmark Dow Jones average closing above 18,500. Bank stocks were also higher Monday after the chairperson of the U.S. Central Bank hinted at a possible interest rate hike next month. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.